Sex is a Progress Northern, Eileen Kaiser, KAISER. Eileen is EILEEN. The place was Winter Village in Frankenmuth period. Date seen was April 11, 2022. Apparently, Ms. Kaiser was seen with an increased edema. There's concerns from her family about congestive heart failure, period. New history. I had seen her a few weeks ago, and after I left a few days later, she got more edema, and she was a bit more short of breath, period. She has been using O2 at times, period. Her weight has been the same every morning. Period. She does get short of breath easily using the oxygen, but it's noted that she has had poor lungs, period. Some time ago, she had a Mycobacterium avian intracellular infection. He's been on low doses of antibiotics off and on, period. She does get burning in her lungs, period. Her edema is too plus and is pitting, period. She's a pulmonologist, Dr. Gowen Lapierre, period. She has history of atrial fibrillation, but the heart rate's stable, and she's on metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, plus diltiazem 120 milligrams, actually 240 milligrams daily, and she's on Eliquis 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, period. I did speak with her daughter, period. To me, her edema was a bit more than one seen 2 weeks ago, period. The edema is more, period. When she was in the hospital a month or so ago, she was mainly for other reasons than heart failure, and she had a hematoma of the thigh, period. This seems better, period. She does ambulate, period. New paragraph, there's minimal cough or phlegm now, period. New paragraph, review of systems, there's no chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, fainting, seizures, or dizziness. She has the edema and the dyspnea, period. Oh, just no GI or GU complaints at present, period. New paragraph, examination. She was not distressed. She was slightly short of breath, but not too bad. She was hard of hearing. Weight 136. Blood pressure 115 over 70. Pulse 57. O2 saturation 95%. Had a neck exam. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal. Hearing diminished. Lungs. Had a few crackles in the bases. Normal on percussion. Period. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular normal as 1:2. No gallop, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. New paragraph assessment plan 1. This is Kaiser. Has edema. And the crackles could be chronic. It's not clear if she has increased heart failure, but since there's more edema and some crackles in the bases, I will increase her torsemide to 40 milligrams daily for 2 weeks, period. She also requests a portable concentrator due to the heaviness of her other oxygen tank, so we'll order that from Sheldon Medical Supply, period. Now we'll continue Sarah Vent. one puff twice a day, along with budesonide, my nebulizer, 2 mL daily, but the assailant may be covered. If not, we'll attempt Trilogy if possible, or an alternative period. She does have COPD as well, period. 3, she has hypertension, which is stable. I will continue metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Which is also on for atrial fibrillation, period. For atrial fibrillation, she's also on Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation. She's also on Diltiazem, 240 milligrams daily for rate control. 5, she has hypothyroidism, and I will continue levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily, period. 6, she has history of breast cancer, and I'll continue anastrozole, 1 milligram daily, period. 7, she has osteoporosis, and I'll continue alendronate, 70 milligrams daily, period. For depression, I'll continue sertraline, 50 milligrams daily, period. Well, I'll continue this current plan, period. Oh, put on, I will get a chest X to evaluate for pulmonary edema, period.